Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. You really want to check out our different shows that we've got, because we've got some good ones. And how about those tornadoes? Boy, I'll tell you what, the other day, tornadoes came into Missouri and came into Kentucky and really made a mess of things. And here in Western Ohio, we had a lot of high winds, and we had some rain and some hail. In some locations, hail was about the size of golf balls. So we're going to talk a little bit about tornado preparedness tonight, among a lot of other money issues. So you want to go ahead and make sure you got your paper and pencil, something to drink, and get ready to watch the rest of the show. Wow, we have a lot of stuff going on, and we need to talk about Trim Radio Network because, hey, they carry the show. And you can see us right here, the show's on Trim Radio. We've got Adventures of Wade Around the Bend. We've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ Scott with Michael Bejas. We've got Money and Change every Sunday night live, unless it's concert season, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. And we've also got Offsides with College Football Top 25, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, every Wednesday night live right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we can talk just about anything we want to talk about, as well as have a little comedy. We also have the Positive Podcast. We have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, give me the red pill or the green or the blue pill. I want him to give me the green pill is what I want. But I swear, I think he's going to give me a kidney chaser instead. And maybe a surprise. Who knows? Anyhow, it's a good show. It's on Saturday nights. Check it out. Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show on the Trim Radio Network. And we've also got Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. If you need to learn about any type of marketing for your club, for your business, check her out. She's excellent. She's fantastic at marketing. And she'll give you some good, good pointers on how to do marketing properly. Okay? So you want to check her out. And there you go. And you can see that we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube, and we are on Rumble. So you can check us out there, the Trim Radio Network. Now, if you want to, you can click on the listen now. You can get live stream or past episodes, better known as archives. And so you can listen to those. You can partner with Trim Radio. You can host your own show. It's very easy to do. If I can do it, you can do it. Trust me. You can host your own show. It's very easy. I said that, didn't I? Well, it is easy. And you can also advertise with Trim Radio Network too. You can support the station by donating. You can shop the merchandise. Very easy to do. We're getting that updated. And Victoria Smith is working on updating the merchandise. So you want to check that site out probably in about 24 hours. And it'll be up to snuff, okay? And the shows, they're listed right here. So all you have to do is just click on that, pick out your show, and listen, okay? Now, if you want to do your own show, you want to talk to us, whatever, click on the blue dot up here. It says, hi there, thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can we help you today? Well, you click on that statement and the box comes up. And we're here to help you with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with show hosts and anything else we can do to help. All you have to do is put your name down, your phone number, remember that area code, put your message down, say, hey, I want to host my own show. How do I do it? Here's my email address. Maybe here's my cell phone number. And then all you have to do is click on send. That's all you have to do. It's very easy to do. So you want to check out the Trim Radio Network. And by the way, we just don't go locally. We are worldwide on the web. And I've got listeners in Myanmar, which is Burma. I've got listeners in India. I've got listeners in South Africa, other parts of Europe, North America. But I don't have anybody in Iceland. So if you're in Iceland, hey, send us a message saying, hey, we want to listen to all the shows on the Trim Radio Network. Wow. With that, let's get to our Facebook page. And, oh my goodness, there's my post. We'll get into that in a minute. You know, we always post on the Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And as you can see here, we'll have our lead-in picture and everything. And from there, go to the contact section and the comment section and click on that. And you'll see a blank spot you can put your comment in. But all of the things we're going to talk about tonight, tornado safety tips, violent crypto robberies on the rise again, seven ways your brain can sabotage your finances. Got to watch out for the brain. It's a dangerous thing sometimes. Also, how to create budgets in Excel with free templates. We've got Investors Wait Another Monday, Jolt After Moody's Downgrade. Oh, that's a big one. We got to talk about that. A lot of different things. And we'll post that here. And that's all you have to do is click on the comments and everything that's there that we talk about. If we don't get a chance to talk about something, it's going to be listed there. Okay? Very easy thing to do. But that's our Trim Radio Facebook page for Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And I'll tell you what, if you take a look at it and you go on down here, there it is. Breaking news, U.S. credit rating just downgraded. Not good. Keep prepping. And that's Dave Kobler. And I've been telling you about Dave, and that was one of his most recent posts. We have another one, Proof of Coming Grid Down. You want to check into that one. That's on YouTube, and I posted the link here. And we've got other stuff along. Colby on the Max. Alert multiple states, disturbing reports. So you want to check that out, too. Anything that I think is going to be relative to what we talk about on this show, I will put there. We have SHTF food storage test. You know, we talked about that. There's Prepper Princess, Amber Stork, and signs showing recession is coming. You got to watch that one. Can you trust robotic doctors? How many of you go to the doctor's office? And then you get home, and maybe a few days later, you have to get back with them. They say, well, go to our website. Oh, how about talking to somebody live? Oh, no, you have to get on your phone, use the app there, and then we'll call you. I don't like that system. But it's out there, and it's happening. Moreover, it happened to a friend of mine. It's kind of disturbing. And, you know, we post the stuff as it comes in here. And that's what we do. We talk about stocks in the U.S. with Chinese companies, the 30 Chinese companies listed in the U.S. How to beat the heat without AC. Hey, it's getting hot. I know it is here in Ohio. It's warming up. It's nothing like down in, gee whiz, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Florida. I mean, that's hot. Up here, it's just getting hot. One thing I want you to remember is right here, cash is king. Cash is our preferred method of payment. And with cash, we retain 100% of its value. And the card processing companies get nothing. The banks basically get nothing. Support your local business by paying cash. It works. Moreover, I just had a tree company come in to work on one of my trees. And I said, okay, what's it going to cost to get this thing trimmed up and so forth? He did an excellent job. And it was Lumberjack Tree Service. Fantastic people to work with. And he said, I take cash. I said, that's a done deal. I said, why do you take cash? Because cash is king. And that's the way it is. So I always like to pay in cash. I don't like to pay with a check unless it's a big amount of money. I always pay in cash. I never put dinners on credit cards. I don't put gas on credit cards. He said, well, you don't have to carry a lot of money, but I know I've paid for it and there's no extra charges. So cash is king. So we've got that. Okay. What else is going on? Just check out our Money and Change Financially Prepped site, because there's a lot of information there. And after the show, I'll probably put up the tornado thing, because the devastation that I saw last night on the news was nasty, and hopefully I can get an update on it today out of Channel 7 in Dayton, Ohio. That's the one I principally watch. Well, what about the University of Findlay? Hey, if your son or daughter, or maybe you might want to go to the University of Findlay, you want to check them out at www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio. And your Euler journey begins here. Here's the page of their website. And I'll tell you what, they've just graduated this past week. And campus is going to be awful quiet for a few weeks, and summer session starts. But it's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. 19 consecutive years, best colleges, U.S. News and World Report. The best colleges in America in 2024 with Money Magazine. You have to check out the University of Findlay. They have 85 majors in undergraduate studies. They have 11 master's and 5 doctoral degrees for graduate school. And you can get some of your classes, undergraduate and graduate school classes, online. And that's a good deal. So you want to check them out at the University of Findlay. They have arts, humanities, social sciences, education, pharmacy, sciences, health professions, business, and more. So you want to check them out at the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Wow, what about sports? A lot of stuff going on at sports at the University of Findlay. Noah Fisher selected for GMAC. That's their conference and their all region. I'll tell you what, they're fantastic. Their girls' golf team, right here. Women's golf concludes national championship with fifth place finish. Out of all the Division II schools, they ended up fifth. Now, that's something to crow about for the size of a school of basically 4,000 students, 4,500 students. Yeah, fifth. They've been very good in other sports, too. It's NCAA Division II sports school. So you have to check them out. University of Findlay gives out fairly decent scholarships, too. So you want to check them out. Hey, a big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, if your college, university, business, club, high school, junior high, whatever, if you want to get custom-made pens as a gift for somebody, contact Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and they're on Facebook. You check them out. He's got a lot of nice pens out there, and, you know, we talk about it from time to time, and he just does. He does. He has a lot of good stuff. If he didn't, I wouldn't tell you about him. He doesn't pay me to say a thing about Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And both Michael Bejas and I have pens from Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. and he does an excellent job with the pens. They're all custom. So you have a design. All you have to do is say, hey, Phil, here's what I'm thinking of. Can you make a pen for my Air Force group? Could you make a pen for others? He can make the center portion of the pen very easily. He does a lot of different things. I mean, this pen blank, believe it or not, has ground up money in it. Now, I don't know where he gets it, but guess what? He makes that center section, and he makes money pens. Maybe I ought to have him make me a money pen. But anyhow, check him out. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, everything comes out perfect. Everything. You'll like it. Your friends will like it. Here's one with the clock parts in the pen. That's very, very, very creative. It's remarkable. It's a, like Yermani Nalia said, killer pen. Fantastic work. Okay, so you have to check out Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, because you'll be glad you did. And the prices are reasonable, too, for custom work. I'll tell you, it's very good. So check them out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. Wow, what else do we have going on here? Oh, tornadoes. I've got a few things on that, and we're going to talk about that. But how do I prepare my house for a tornado? According to different sources, and these are just generic, install a permanent storm shutter on your windows if you can. Down in Florida, they use a type of a plastic film on the windows that make it hurricane-proof. And you could do that on your windows. And because, you know, tornadoes can form sudden and permanent storm shutters. Will provide some protection from that. And high-speed winds. You know, you get things in the wind picked up by the tornado, and it just flies into your house. I've seen pictures of 2x4s going through windows very easily, 2x4s getting stuck into brick. There's a lot of power in a tornado. Invest in impact-resistant garage doors. Install sturdy exterior doors. Keep your yard clean. Don't leave a lot of junk in the yard, like lawn furniture and stuff like that. Keep it stacked up and stored. And build a safe room. And if you can't get to a safe room, you can't build one, you can't afford to do it, go to the very interior part of the house. Like, for example, most bathrooms are in the interior part of the house. And some of the things say, jump in the tub and throw a mattress over top of you to protect yourself. Well, fine. Can you drag a mattress into the bathroom to protect yourself? It gets a little tough. You have to think about what you're going to do in a tornado situation. Where's your safest point? Okay. There are 10 items that you need to have in a emergency kit. A flashlight, extra batteries for flashlights. Also, you know, it's a good idea. Whistle, a dust mask, local maps, manual can opener, battery-powered or hand-cranked radio, books, games, puzzles, or other activities for children, and a first aid kit. And there's a lot more items that you can have. But you have to be prepared for things. You know, I usually have one flashlight in every room of the house. And in some cases, my flashlights are solar powered. So I put them in a window, they charge up, and they're pretty bright. They really are. And there are other lights that I have around that I use, and they have rechargeable batteries, and they're very bright. So, you know, you want to have a good flashlight. Do you have a radio? Crank radio works good. I've got a couple of those. You remember, I always said something about the old military saying, one is none and two is one. Because if something breaks down, you want to have a backup for it, okay? But you have to be prepared for things like that. Do you have freeze-dried food? Do you have bottled water? Do you have ways of purifying water, storing water? Do you have blue tarps? Let's say you get a hole in your roof from a tree limb. What do you do? Well, you've got that blue tarp you can put up on the roof. Do you have a ladder to get up on the roof? Okay. Do you have ropes? A lot of different things. You have a repair kit. You have to be prepared for these storms. And right now is this tornado season. And I'll tell you what, the one that was in Somerset, Kentucky, was a nasty one. And I think there were like 5 people killed, and other people were hurt or killed in Missouri. And I believe the one that was in Somerset, Kentucky, according to the report last night, the Channel 7 weather reporter went down to Somerset, Kentucky, and did a live remote from there. And he was saying it's his estimation that it would be an either an EF3 or an EF4 tornado because it twisted I-beams. Think of the power of a tornado doing that. Well, let's see what else we've got here. Oh, I don't want to talk about crypto just yet. I wanted to talk about other things on tornadoes. I've been through a couple. And they're not fun. And the closest I've been is about 300 feet. And it was a small one. And that's as close as I ever want to get. Because when tree limbs fly past your window and a wall of black comes, and it's daytime, it gets nasty. Okay? Do you have a 72-hour survival kit? It has an assortment of bandages, ointments, gauze pads, hot and cold packs, tweezers, scissors, and sanitizer, personal hygiene items, garbage bags, paper supplies, and a lot more. And there's a checklist that's here with UT.gov. WVC-UT.gov. 72-hour checklist, and there it is. Explains everything. I'll tell you what, I will leave that up here and I will put that in our comment section and you can use that. All you have to do is go there. Wow, what other stuff is going on? Oh, yeah. Are you into cryptocurrency? You know, people always say, well, I want to invest in cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. Oh, gee, it was up to $100,000 for a Bitcoin. Well, do you have that much money? No. Can you hold it in your hand? Can you readily spend it? No. Well, then why get invested in it? This came out in Cointelegraph. I think this was just before the show, I believe. I had to make some last-minute changes. It said, violent crypto robberies on the rise. 6 attacks that targeted investors. What happens with cryptocurrency is you have an electronic wallet, and you buy your cryptocurrency using credit card, and then they send you electronically cryptocurrency to your wallet. And then you store it that way. You have a password. Only you can get into it until hackers get in there. And every time people say, oh, you have to get into cryptocurrency, I don't care if it's XRP, XLM, XYZ, and TYX, whatever it is. When you do that, you have a good chance of losing it because it's electronic ones and zeros. If you lose the password, you have lost everything. You can't retrieve anything. So you have to write it down on a piece of paper, store it away in a secure place. And if you forget it or lose it or move or fire hits the house and you lose things, you're in trouble. So all that money in cryptocurrencies basically gone out the window, right? And I've had people say, hey, you really have to get into XLM. You really have to do that. And I said, well, honestly, I don't know if I want to. Because it's ones and zeros. I pay good cash for it. But what do I get in response? Digital ones and zeros. An electronic wallet that somebody can hack. So why would I want to do that? I would much rather put my stuff more than likely in things like gold and silver, platinum. I mean, those you can hold in your hand. You can spend it. You can barter with it. But it's difficult to use cryptocurrency. Now we've got these thefts on the rise. So beware. And that information is also in the comment section, so you want to check that out. Wow, one of the things that came up, Moody's downgrades the USA credit rating from AAA. Yeah, we're in trouble because our credit rating was really good until politicians started spending and spending and spending and spending and putting us into debt. And Moody's is looking at everything that what's going on with us, and they're saying, oh, wait a minute, we're going to have to downgrade you. And as it came out on Zero Hedge, the article came out earlier this week. We noted that a short-dated USA sovereign CDS were trading wider than China and Greece as far as trade policy uncertainty. And the debt ceiling X date loomed. Yeah, we've got a debt ceiling. And the government will say, well, we're just going to give us a little bit more, spend a little bit more. Spend what? We're almost broke. That's what's scary about the whole thing. And so Moody's is saying, hey, wait a minute. You're way overspent. So we're going to downgrade you. It wasn't much, but it can be significant because our interest rates will go up because of it. And that's scary. You know, politicians spend money like a drunken sailor. Only a drunken sailor knows when to quit. When they run out of money. Politicians don't. And right now there's a big hassle between the different parties about spending money. And the more we spend, the broker we get, if you know what I mean. You can't spend money that you don't have. Politicians think that they can. And that creates a big problem. Well, here's something that I found today. Investors await another Monday jolt after Moody's downgrades the U.S. So let's listen to this video.
Sees these as directly connected, the downgrade today with the debate that's taking place on Capitol Hill, the tax and spend bill that's supposed to lend itself to a reconciliation project here. There are great concerns about adding to the debt and deficit. Do you share those worries?
I do 100%. I come from Tennessee. We have zero debt. We're a triple plus. All the rating agencies give us that because we don't borrow money. We pay down everything, and we don't have a state income tax. And the federal government just prints more money. There's a lack of maturity in both parties, frankly. And people are just looking to get through the next election.
Well, so if you do agree, Congressman, do your colleagues Chip Roy, Ralph Norman, those who shot this big package down in the budget committee today, have a point that this bill, as written, as it stands right now, the various parts of it, should not pass?
Well, that's what Moody's has said, and everyone agrees with it. The problem is folks back home aren't grasping the seriousness of $36 trillion in debt and runaway inflation in 7 years. The largest single item we'll pay will just be interest on our loan. And the Chinese are going to stop playing ball with us, and we're going to collapse if we're not careful. I tweeted today, I said, I'm worried about losing our majority, but I'm worried more about losing our dadgum country, because what we know today, the economic freedoms we enjoy, will not be enjoyed much longer if we continue down this path.
Well, of course, President Trump would say that then if we don't pass this bill, it'll result in the biggest tax hike in recent history, 65% higher for some folks. What's worse for the fiscal health of our country, a tax hike or more deficit spending?
I think we can actually get by a positive on both. We can reduce spending and keep reducing taxes. All we're doing is continuing the tax credits that President Trump had put in his first term, and it's not going to increase on anyone. And so if we would just do some fiscal responsible programs and stop playing around and stop worrying about elections, I think we could all get there, but we're not. Everyone will be, more people in Washington, rather, they're worried about being in leadership or worried about being in majority. They're not worried about putting America first. And Trump actually is. I believe he's going to get engaged. I believe that there is going to be some things resolved. I believe Chip Roy and my dear friend, Congressman Norman, understand that as much as anybody does. And they're worried more about our country's fiscal responsibility, as I am, than our own political futures. And I believe President Trump believes that as well. And I think that's why they'll come together. I tell folks, look, this is like an NBA basketball game. Don't watch the whole game. Just watch the last 2 minutes and we'll get it worked out.
Well, so does this mean, as we consider President Trump, who you think shares some of these beliefs, that he is asking for too much that would add to this burden? Congressman, should he not be getting everything he wants when it comes to no tax on tips or overtime, for example?
And do you honestly think people are paying the full tax on tips now, man? No, I believe that if President Trump wants fiscal responsibility, he's a businessman. He understands just because he has money doesn't mean he should spend it. And if he doesn't have it, he knows dadgum good and well he can't spend it. And I believe our side of the aisle, the conservatives, is myself, because I haven't checked off on this plan yet either myself, and they know it. But they're the ones that'll be voting on it in the committee. So yeah, I think there's room for both. I think we can reduce taxes. Why don't we just reduce the size of government? If we could just go back to under pre-COVID spending levels, ma'am, we could work this out. You can't name me one program that's been added, and I'm not pointing you out, but I'm saying America, can't name one daggum program that's been added since COVID that you can't live without. But yet, if we went back under that, we could balance and work this thing out. But we don't have the maturity to do that. We are addicted to our grandchildren's money, and that has got to change, both parties.
Well, with that said, what's your message to Republicans, many of them from the Northeast, who are looking for a higher salt cap, Congressman? Can you afford it?
No, I don't think it's fiscally responsible. I think we can probably afford something. It's state and local taxes. All they're asking, New York, New Jersey, California, these Democrat-controlled states, all they're asking the Republican-controlled states that are acting responsible is to supplant their lack of tax dollars. They're going to put another radical program in that costs them money. They're going to tax businesses, drive businesses off, and they're going to ask the responsible Republican-controlled states to bail them out. And that's all the salt tax does. They should be forced to fix their own dadgum problem within their states and keep their hands off of Tennessee's money. But I suspect there'll be a compromise. We used to say in the Tennessee legislature, everybody's going to be a little unhappy, but at the end, it's going to be okay. And look, we get 95% of what you want, I'd call that a victory. And I think we're on that right path. I think President Trump is engaged with this. And as he usually does, he waits to the end. He sees what everybody wants. And then he tries to figure something out. That is the art of the deal. And that's why he's successful.
It does raise the question, though, Congressman, finally, of timing, knowing that the Treasury has warned Congress needs to pass a debt ceiling increase by mid-July, or we risk running up against the X date, which could create a whole host of potential problems with the rating agencies beyond what they're already warning about. Does that potentially, at this ratings downgrade, though, add fuel to those who don't want to see the debt limit increase by much in the name of fiscal responsibility? What does that do to this entire argument?
It makes it an argument that we need to be more fiscally responsible, which I doubt we in the long run we won't. See, a lot of these plans, these tax plans that we had in place were 5-6 years, some were even almost 10 years down the road before they would be implemented. And that's how they were balancing the budget. And you know good and well that Donald Trump is not going to be the president in 5 or 10 years. And possibly, unfortunately, we might have a Democrat in there, and they're going to do away with everything that we've tried to put in. That's why it's important to make these things permanent and quit with all the double talk. Ma'am, we just cannot spend more money than we take in. That's the bottom line. If we could just get back to some fiscal responsibility, we could do that. And the bonding agencies and all the rating agencies would love that. America would sure love it because their dollars would go farther and they could be able to save up for that American dream.
Congressman, bring us behind the scenes for a moment. What are you hearing from your colleagues about this budget committee hearing that's set for Sunday night? Will this actually pass? Can we get to rules next week?
I think if we get some agreement, like I said, hold your nose on the salt thing and get the Medicaid stuff worked out, the waste, abuse, and fraud, and quit listening to I'm glad you all haven't joined in this, but when you're cutting waste, abuse, and fraud and things like Medicaid, that just provides more money for the least amongst us. They ought to be for that, but in fact, they're not, because it pays for all their bogus programs on the left, and they know it, and it pays all those people to come to the polls that aren't going to work. And America's sick of it. Look, if you got kids or if you're disabled and you can't work, the program's for you. But if you're not, if you're able-bodied and sitting on the couch and watching and watching The View all day, that dummy ought to be out getting a job, and you at least ought to qualify for some for some job training. That's all we're trying to do with this. We're taking the illegals off of this stuff. We can do that, and then agree to hold our nose on something on salt. I think we can get to that table.
And that's right. That's right. I'll tell you what. What really gets me is the politicians like to spend, and like a bunch of drunken sailors. I'm not insulting sailors. I'm just saying, like, you know, shore leave. It really upsets me because they don't run with a budget that's balanced. They haven't for years. And everybody's let them do it. And they say, well, it's just Washington. We're just kicking the can down the road. You can't afford to do that. You have to handle the problems as they happen. So it's going to be scary. We could wake up to hyperinflation, and that's going to be caused by politicians. And yeah, we need some social programs, but they have to be responsible programs, and we have to have a way of funding everything correctly without going into debt. And I think Warren Buffett said one time, he said, the way that we handle government spending and overspending is say that when the government spends more than 5% over gross domestic product or GDP, they're out of a job. I like Tennessee's attitude. They live within their budget, and that's the way it's got to be. We somehow and somewhat do that here in Ohio. We live within our budgets. And when I was with the state of Ohio, we had to be within 0.1% of our budget. And you didn't want to overspend on that budget either. And all the financial stuff that we had to work through on budgets for the fiscal year, you were sweating blood. I'm telling you, it was a tough time of it because we started budget work, I believe, in March, seeing where we were spent for the year. And then in March, we would start working up our budget for the next year with all of our program developments and expansion, or just equipment repair and so forth. And we had to have that done and reviewed, I believe, in June. And then in July, that was submitted. And then when we hit August. We weren't spending any money from August through September because the federal budget started as of October 1. Oh, yeah, when you're looking through a lot of profit and loss statements and a lot of income statements and everything else, you have to watch what you're doing. It can get quite tough, I'll tell you that right now. Well, let's see what else we've got for tonight. Oh, federal contract activity. Yeah, remember I was just talking about that. Why is the Fed quietly buying billions in bonds and hoping nobody notices? Well, that's the Fed. They're trying to cover up problems. Pure and simple. And you can see that in our notes. Here's a big thing about Warren Buffett. Here's Warren. He's getting ready to retire. And he's stepping down as the Berkshire Hathaway chairman. And here's some key points. Buffett isn't concerned about the recent stock market volatility, but predicts a hair curler market coming. Gee, what's a hair curler? I'd almost say it's a hair puller because things could be quite nasty. And we'll pick up on that in just a minute. The legendary investor's prediction is probably right based on stock market history. And the guy knows stocks and stock markets. Investors can take several steps to be prepared, including adjusting their mindsets to embrace volatility. Yeah, a lot of things are going to get volatile. And from what I've heard, Buffett has been selling off stocks in the banks that he has. Mm-hmm. He's selling it off, converting all of that into cash. There's got to be something coming up with all of those banks that he's invested in for him to pull out his shares. And these aren't small banks. These are big banks. So you want to check out Warren Buffett, because I'll tell you what, the guy was really smart. He had another partner that was with him too. But Buffett is a very, very, very smart man. And he knows how to invest money. And yeah, Buffett is right. If you take a look at all the ups and downs, according to Motley Fool here, we've had some big downers. And here we are. It's minus 4.13%. And who knows, it could drop down to 40%. You never know, okay? So you can read this article because it's posted on the website. You know, should you invest 1,000 in S&P 500 index right now? Tell you the truth, and I'm not a financial advisor. I wouldn't invest anything right now. The markets are too shaky. That's just me saying it, okay? Your financial advisor may tell you something else. But right now, I wouldn't invest in crypto. I wouldn't invest in stocks, bonds. I'd hold as much money as I could possibly hold for tough times. And whether or not I have to put it in gold and silver, that's another thing. Well, here's something that came up about Warren Buffett. Bank stocks sold in the fourth quarter. And let's see if I can bring this up on the screen, because this is good stuff. Every time I get out, I have to get back in here. Here we go. The bank stocks that he sold in the fourth quarter in 2024, Berkshire Hathaway reduced its holding in Bank of America, Citigroup, Capital One, and New Holding. Berkshire sold about 117.4 million shares of Bank of America. Berkshire reduced its Citigroup stake by about 74%. In the first quarter of 2025, Berkshire exited the entire position in Citigroup. What does that tell you? The bank stocks retained has not sold any shares in American Express, and Ally Financial. American Express is currently Berkshire's second largest stock holding. The reasons for selling were tax considerations, valuation concerns, rebalancing the portfolio, and seeking better opportunities. Maybe it was just one of those things that they didn't think that Bank of America or Citigroup or Capital One or New Holdings were doing a good job, or maybe they were doing a bad job and he wanted to get out. Wow. Social Security changes to watch in 2025. Listen to this.
Changes under the first one. President Trump's second term, including a new commissioner for the agency. And here to break down the changes, we've got Yahoo Finance senior columnist Carrie Hannon. Carrie, what do we know?
Well, great to be here, Brad. You know, there's just been so much change at Social Security. There have been thousands of jobs eliminated. There's lots of field offices that are set to be closed. So people have been pretty concerned about all the flux surrounding Social Security. And so there's about six things I think we could run through that we're seeing as really kind of things to pay attention to that the new commissioner is going to have to be responsible for. And the first one is something that I believe you and I have talked about before, but the Social Security Fairness Act is something that is a good thing that was passed by bipartisan support. Biden signed it into law. And this is something with Social Security that individuals who worked, say, as a teacher or as a firefighter or any sort of job like that that did not have Social Security attached to it, but at another time in their career, they did have a job that they paid into Social Security. Because of things like the windfall elimination provision, and there was another one called the government pension offset that made it, these folks weren't getting the Social Security they paid into. This changed that. So this year they started to see either a partial or all of that repaid to them, which is a good thing. But we've had some other things that are a bit concerning with this administration. People who were paid too much into their Social Security. Now, this can happen. The government sends you a check that is more than your check should have been. And these mistakes happen. They're errors. It's no fraud involved here. It just happens. And it takes a while for it to be recognized. And under the Biden administration, when this was discovered, people would have to repay that money, 10% or $10 out of each of their checks. Under the Trump administration, they bumped that up that you needed to pay 100% of it out of every check until you made up the amount that was overpaid. Then they reversed that, or I should say reduced that from 100%. Now, starting April 25th, I believe it is 50% now. So that has come down a bit, Brad, but that still can be pretty onerous on a senior who's depending on that check to meet their monthly cost of living to all of a sudden have it reduced.
So with that in mind, the next two on our list are changes under Trump: default withholding rates and garnished benefits from student loan debtors. What do we know on that front?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I think, well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the student loan thing. I was just on a call with the Federal Reserve, the New York Fed, this morning that shows that student loan defaults have really soared in the first quarter of this year as they've started to be reported again. And under this new provision here, Social Security now, if you are getting Social Security checks and you are in default with your student loan, they can take that student loan debt and start to take that away from your Social Security check, just like they would if, say, you had other sort of child care support, that sort of thing. So that's going to be back in action again, and that can impact someone's Social Security check if they're defaulted on their student loan. So that is something that I think we need to be concerned about. So moving forward. And then also, I think there was another thing we talked about, the digital ID code, right? This is the important thing. I'm sorry to digress. In person and, having to show up in person at field offices to identify yourself. This became a big deal earlier this year about the trying to stop people being able to call into the 800 number in order to sign up for Social Security and so forth. And they said, hey, no, we're not doing call-ins. You've got to only do it online or show up in person. This was really hard for people, seniors who didn't have access to online rural broadband systems, and they lived far from field offices in order to go in. They backed that. They backed away from that. So now you still can do the 800 numbers. But what is happening is there's still field offices are scheduled to be closed. The wait times have continued to increase. The number of calls to the 800 number at Social Security have jumped 25% in April over April a year ago. More people are anxious to find out, and more people are turning 65 and retiring and applying for benefits. So we're seeing a surge in interest. But again, Brad, I have to note, Social Security, there was always problems with customer service in terms of wait times and so forth. And I have a friend I spoke to over the weekend. It took him a year to get his Social Security first check last in 2024. So this isn't new, but it's scheduled to get a bit worse. And the final thing is digital ID codes are on the way in June, right, so that you'll be able to identify my Social Security account, and you won't need a paper Social Security ID.
Terry, thanks so much for breaking this all down. A lot to keep tabs on here in some of those changes.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Social Security. You know, when I worked for the government, we were in a special situation because we didn't pay into Social Security. We had our own retirement plan. But prior to that, I was in private business. And I was in private business for 8 to 10 years. And I paid into that system. And they would say to me, oh, you're going to get $700 a month. Then all of a sudden, I got another letter saying, no, since you work for the government, you're only going to get $250 a month. That's a lot of double talk. I paid into the system. I ought to be able to get out of the system what I paid into it. And that's only being fair. But you run into that. Wow. Let's see if we can do one more thing before we have to go. And you can check it out on our Facebook page, Money and Change Financially Prepped. So let's see what we have here remaining. See what I can squeeze in. If I can get the buttons to work. Budget alternatives. I went through this. I posted it on the website. You can check it out. Very easy. Okay. What you need to do is create a budget. If you haven't created a budget, look at the banks. I wouldn't be getting loans. Matter of fact, people are using credit cards to pay for their food. I noticed that out at Walmart the other day. People buying $200, $300 worth of food, putting it on a credit card, and I hope they pay it off. I wouldn't want to pay interest on food. But they're saying here, maintaining a budget is crucial for a strong financial plan. And as you set your goals for the spending, savings, and investing and other financial objectives, your budget makes it possible for you to put your plans into action. And so they went through a bunch of things. They're saying, choose your approach depending on your budget experience and what you want to do. You may decide to build your budget spreadsheet on your own or use an existing Excel budget template. And those templates do exist. You can modify them. I've done it before. Review income and expenses. You know, how much money you're getting in each month, how much you have to pay out each month, what do you have to pay in rent? You know, that Netflix that you have to pay money for, or that very expensive thing called cable TV? Yeah, it's expense. You shouldn't have to pay out a lot of money for all that stuff. You don't want to have a combination bill of $300 a month for your phone, for your internet, and for your TV. Right? And that's what's happening. Everybody's paying out $300 a month, and it's a killer. So you have to find out where you're paying money that you, for things you don't need, and then try to reduce that on your budget. So you need to know your income, your expenses, your debt payments, saving and investments, charitable contributions, discretionary spending, and much more. And like I've said for years, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy long-term food. Be able to preserve water or purify water and store it. Make sure that you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you've got flashlights and batteries. Make sure you've got, guess what, guys? Remember I always talk about GMRS radios? I'll tell you what, if you were down in Kentucky right now, these GMRS radios would come in handy. That's why I've been, I don't want to say pushing it, just telling you about it. This is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna, G for GMRS. I can talk 35 miles right now from my location to Dayton, Ohio, to a repeater that gets at 90 miles. I can get on several repeaters. So when the phones don't work, the cell phones don't work, these radios will. Okay? Just keep them charged. Have more than one. Remember, one is none. Two is one. Well, guys, that's about all I've got for this week. And I could have gone on for probably another half an hour, 45 minutes with the information that I've got. It will be posted in our comment section on our Facebook page. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. You have a good week. We'll see you with My World this Wednesday, but it's going to be a repeat. It won't be live because, yes, I have to sponsor a banquet. Mm-hmm. So that's the banquet session. And luckily, that only happens four times a year. As far as concerts go with our band, we don't have one until, I believe, the end of June. So we'll be doing a lot of live editions for Money and Change. And with that, guys, have a good week. We'll see you with the next Money and Change coming up. And we also have the encore edition of My World coming up too. Have a good one, and we'll see you next Sunday. Save your money and prepare.